Jerry Bader Show, 10:53. Before I left town on Wednesday, on Tuesday's show, I talked about a report on pension benefits for full career state government employees. It was released on Wednesday. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. And I'm going to blog on it, though, after the show. And how Wisconsin fares. The percentage of people on full retirement from a state job and how their income compares with people still working full-time. One of the things we'll look at, we will get to that tomorrow. Paul Ryan continues to get beat up over what he said on Bill Bennett's radio show about the inner city culture. I don't have time to read this whole thing, but I'm going to read some of this from today's Wall Street Journal. A week later, and liberals are still lining up to assail Paul Ryan's racism. The episode is worth noting not because Mr. Ryan said anything wrong, but because of what it shows about the political habits of today's elected and media left. Ryan has been looking into the problem of upward economic mobility and how effective federal programs are in combating poverty. On Bill Bennett's radio show, Ryan observed that anti-poverty assistance can often create incentives not to work and to stay where you are. That's not what we want in society. There are a lot of people slipping through the cracks in America that are not reaching their potential, and we as conservatives should have something to say about that. He also mused, we have got this tailspin of culture, in our inner cities in particular, of men not working and just generations of men not even thinking about working or learning the value and the culture of work, so there's a cultural problem that has to be dealt with. The liberal online Oregon Think Progress led with the headline, Paul Ryan blames poverty on lazy inner city men, and it was off to the races. California Democrat Barbara Lee denounced his thinly veiled racial attack, adding, let's be clear, when Mr. Ryan says inner city, when he says culture, these are simply code words for what he really means, black. Others were less charitable about his imagined neo-Confederate sympathies. Mr. Ryan put out a statement saying he had been inarticulate, but reiterated his point that the predictable result of the poverty trap for society at large has been multi-generational poverty and little opportunity. Okay. Then there is this. There is this quote. Listen to this quote. We know young black men are twice as likely as young white men to be disconnected, not in school, not working. We've got to reconnect them. We've got to give them more of these young men access to mentors. We've got to continue to encourage responsible fatherhood. We've got to provide more pathways to apply to college or find a job. We can keep them from falling through the cracks. Those are the words of President Barack Obama, speaking less than a month ago about his My Brother's Keepers project, Keeper, to help groups who've seen fewer opportunities that have spanned generations, especially boys and young men of color. It's going to take time. Mr. Obama sure sounded like he was talking about a cultural problem. He didn't mention inner cities, but his entire White House initiative is geared to helping young minority men, not whites. The president even concluded with an ode to self-reliance that Mr. Ryan might have considered a little too lacking in nuance. Government cannot play the only or even the primary role. It's ultimately going to be up to these young men and all the young men who are out there to step up and seize responsibility for their own lives. There's nothing racist about what President Obama said. There's nothing racist about what Paul Ryan said. Yet it persists. At a town hall meeting on Thursday, a black constituent called him out. I have the audio. I just didn't get it set up. Here's why they're vilifying Paul Ryan. This is the mode. This is what they do. They try to intimidate you into silence. They bitch and moan that Republicans don't get involved in the poverty issue. When Paul Ryan does, they call him a racist. Here's what they found that they had a level of success with marginalizing people in the global warming debate, so they apply that template to everything. Matt Drudge was ridiculed by the left because he tweeted, I think it was on Friday, He tweeted on Thursday that he had paid his Obamacare penalty. Well, he did not, because that's not until this year, which means it would be a next year's taxes. And he's lying and he's an idiot, and on and on. Guess what? He's self-employed and he quarterly estimates. On a quarterly estimate, he in fact did pay the Obamacare penalty. Yeah, he did. Calling it a liberty tax, which is kind of a strange name. I know where he's going with it, but it doesn't really quite work. Anyway, that's what they do. They try to marginalize into irrelevance. That's what they're trying to do with Paul Ryan. It's 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Good to be back. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.